Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Power reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brown settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brown. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Williams moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from White and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Martin reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Herb Score. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferraris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Pete Daly pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brewer now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Brown reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ferraris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraris strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Brown drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Malzone out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh pinch runs for Ted Williams. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Keogh moves to second. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White is walked intentionally. Mike Garcia now pitching. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Keogh moves to third. White moves to second. Herb Plus pinch hits for Jim Busby. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz now playing first base. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Murray Wall now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 4 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Francona reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 4 in the game. Colavito is walked intentionally. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Strickland strikes out. There goes Francona. The throw from White and Francona is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 4 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Ed Fitzgerald. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant scores. Power moves to third. Francona moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Colavito is walked intentionally. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The slide. White applies the tag. Power is out. Francona moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Colavito scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 5 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Don Button pinch hits for Murray Wall. Cal McLish now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Avila moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Avila scores. Button moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.